Like any metro area anywhere in the world, really, Twin Cities are no stranger to large-scale summer arts festivals. We got Mosaic, and we got The Fringe. And yes, if you're one of those rocker types, there's a Basilica block party. Is there a similarity between all of those festivals? Well, imagine yourself standing on Hennepin Bridge, looking down the way Mississippi flows. All of those events will be at your right hand. So what about the left-hand shore, where downtown Minneapolis is not? Well, there is something, a smaller one, less famous, but nonetheless going strong for the last 15 years, the Stone Arch Festival of Arts. Expanding on the theme of Old Main Street and new talent, here is Sarah Collins, one of the festival organizers.
Well, the history of this area is that it's the original Main Street of Minneapolis. So before...
Like they have St. Anthony, Main?
Yes. Yeah, so the cobblestone street here is the original Main Street. And so when you look over and you see the, you know, glass skyscrapers on one side, and then you see the brick cobblestone and the quaint Main Street, that's the history of the area. So we feel like we have a really great site to work with. Mm-hmm. The festival itself has grown from about 50 artist booths to 250, which is a real comfortable size.
Yes. So are you guys trying to compete with Mosaic or any other big fringe, any other big events?
You know, I guess that this market is so rich in the arts that competition isn't really a factor. I guess we compete with ourselves every year to try to bring in new talent and showcase new artists.
So if you're not competing with them, what would you say is Stone Arch's value to the artistic community of Minnesota?
I think that because it's the Festival of the Arts, because it's incorporating both visual arts and performing arts and music, it's really an opportunity for us to give a platform for artists to come down to this beautiful area and show people what they have.
Do you have any highlights from your involvement? Anything which went so right or so wrong?
Well, you know, no rain is a highlight whenever there's no rain. I think it's really fun to see somebody like Darren Olson, who's a real famous photographer in town. I remember his first year here about 4 years ago, and he won Emerging Artist category. And now he's one of the most popular artists.
Last time when I was here, there were quite a few local Minnesota artists. Mm-hmm. What do you think is percentage of people coming from the state and the people coming from Minneapolis, St. Paul?
I think there's probably 70% of local artists.
Local as in Twin Cities?
The Twin Cities, yeah.
Twin Cities and about 30 from outside?
Yeah.
Are you specifically not reaching for that market?
You know, we're on a national level, so our artists are... they apply through an organization called Zapplication, which is all online. So we have artists that apply from all over the country. In fact, we had a German artist last year. But, yeah, I mean, what we really like is, of course, to support the local communities of arts, too. And we're so fortunate we don't have to go too far to find some amazing talent.
So in your opinion, what is going on in Minnesota art scene right now? What's big, what's coming up, what's going down?
Well, I feel like there's a real... outreaching of wanting to keep money going to local artists.
So what is your personal highlight of this year's fest? If people are to come and have 2 hours to spend on it, where should they go?
Well, what I like about the festival is you can spend 2 hours. You know, there's a lot of art festivals where you go, you walk through, boom, you're done. Here we've got the music and the beer gardens, and you can spend a day here, you know, wandering around to the different stages. You can, you know, sit with your kids for a while in the youth arts quarter and then go have some lunch and listen to some music.
Well, do you have any particular artist or particular musician you prefer?
I am a huge fan of our poster artists this year. We have, every year we select an artist that does an original piece for us and it becomes a collector poster. And this year, I'm just in love with the work of Nathan Walsh. And he's an acrylic painter. And he... his work is so vibrant. The colors are a lot of layered acrylics to really, you know, it's just a lot of movement and vibrant colors. And I think he's a great one.
Such as it goes, it is not all about the large concerts downtown anymore. For its great 15th year, on June 19th and 20th, Stone Arch Festival will be rocking the other shore of Mississippi. For KFI, this was Elena Erefeeva.